climate change will be felt everywhere, but it will affect areas differently and in multiple ways. Here in Sonoma County, those impacts have been assessed and studied by an unusually broad and cooperative collection of private, public, and academic groups, collaborating under the banner of the North Bay Climate Adaptation Initiative, or NBCI. Those efforts have caught the attention of officials at the White House, says Dr. Lisa McKaylee, president and CEO of Pepperwood Preserve, northeast of Santa Rosa, which has been an important part of the local collaboration.
We're generating a model that definitely applies to other counties, because part of it is not necessarily the details of the information, it's how we work together as a team. And I think that's what really impressed the White House. They said, you guys work together in a way that they didn't see in any other teams.
North Bay CHI and its members were also involved in the rollout of a new national online source for locally applicable climate data, adds Ann Dubay of the Sonoma County Water Agency. It's operating in a beta testing mode right now, known as a dashboard.
The dashboard is a web portal that you can use to find out information that's specific to climate adaptation. Like you might want to find out about what's going to happen with temperatures in Sonoma County. So you can go there and there's an area that talks about temperature, another area that talks about rainfall, another area that talks about sea level rise. It allows you to access lots and lots of local data and case studies in those specific areas.
At the same time, says McKaylee, research facilities such as Pepperwood will benefit from closer working relationships with federal agencies such as NASA and the U.S. Geological Survey to continue building the complex data set that can be used to measure incremental weather-related changes in the local environment.
The water is easier to predict than the trees, and the trees are easier to predict than the birds. Part of what we need to do is measuring all those elements of our ecosystem consistently over time so we at least have a measurement of the health of our ecosystems and we're understanding how they are responding to climate variability in the future.
The national-level effort will also aid the local groups through new opportunities to partner with major big data companies like Amazon and Google, notes Caitlin Cornwall, a research director at the Sonoma Ecology Center.
When data experts spoke at this event, they always said the big hurdle is getting this data into the hands of people who can actually use it. And I took that as a real confirmation of the value that we at the Ecology Center and at NBCI have been doing to help people understand how they can use this information about future climate, whether they are a public servant, a landowner who lives by a stream, whether they're a firefighter. So hearing all these very high-level people highlight the importance of that kind of individualized decision support gives new support and urgency to what we have been doing and what we want to do much more of.
All this is folded into a new national platform called PREP, which McKaylee says aims to spur local actions in many other communities.
Part of PREP is the Partnership for Resilience and Enhanced Preparedness, is to maintain engagement between communities across the U.S. who are doing this cutting-edge work, and create a support network for those communities that are just getting started. So how do you use the data, for example, to look at reservoir operations? Well, this applies to a reservoir anywhere. The movement, I would say, is how do we boost the capacity of our communities in the U.S. and beyond to meet this challenge instead of people getting paralyzed by the scope of the problem?
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.